How many knows the Lord is good?
Amen.
He's good all the time. Praise the Lord forever. If you have the precious bread of life, the sword of the Spirit, would you turn with me into Psalms chapter 42? Psalms chapter 42. Praise God. I'd like to teach this morning, the Lord help me, on those who kept going. Now, for the last two Sundays, I taught and preached part one and part two on two Sundays. You must keep going. Don't let up. Don't quit. You can't afford to let up now.
Amen.
That's right.
These people kept their faith in God through it all. They believed and pressed on through all of their afflictions and through all of their trials. They did not give up. These people that kept going, kept believing, they won victories. They got answers to their prayers. They obtained promises. And finally, in the end, they reached their goal.
Right, amen.
How many's got a goal this morning?
Right.
Hallelujah. Brother Anthony, we've got stories and testimonies of those who kept going against all odds when it looked hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Amen.
When it looked like there was no hope.
That's right.
What was it in Romans chapter 4? Abraham believed against hope. He believed in hope when it was against hope. When it looked like there was nothing that you could hope in. He said, I still believe. Hallelujah to God. Those who kept going. These are the ones we'll focus on this morning and see that it pays to keep trusting the Lord and serving Him. God has promised us His grace in everything. And through it all, He'll work it out for our good and His glory. How many is glad for the grace of God?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'll say this. You might lose a lot of things in life. You could lose health. You could lose possessions. You could lose friends. But one thing, Brother George, we cannot afford to lose, and that is our hope.
Amen.
Praise God. Our hope in God, our hope in heaven.
Be God. Amen, brother.
Notice now, the famous, a painting of hope, the famous English painter, George Frederick Watts, painted on canvas a picture of hope in 1886 that touched thousands of hearts. In the picture of hope, it shows a poor woman against the whole world. She's sitting on top of a globe of the whole world. She's blind. Both eyes are bandaged. And she cannot see ahead. In her hands, she holds a harp. All the strings are broken on that harp except one string. All the broken strings represents her shattered dreams and expectations and all of her bitter disappointments.
Bless him, Lord.
That one last unbroken string is the string of hope.
Pray.
With eyes that cannot see, she strikes that one last string with all of her heart and with all of her might, and a glorious melody floats out over the world and fills the dark skies with stars. G.F. Watts had it right. When all looks dark and seems lost, you still have hope. And that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Right. Everybody's glad for that, Lord. Sometimes in our life, our trials get bad. Our hardships that we face and afflictions, we feel like sometimes we're down to the last string of hope. Praise God. And I want to strum that last string and make a melody that goes out over the world. I've still got a hope. I'm down to one string, but I'm going to praise Him until I leave here. Hallelujah to the Lord. Ain't God good this morning? Well, praise the Lord. One string. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, my
Think about this guitar over here. Glory to God. Down to one string. Well, Lord, you've been so good to me. Oh, Lord, you've been so good to me. You saved me when I was lost. I will praise you, oh, Lord. You've been so good to me. I will praise you and I will thank you for the blood that set me free. Your love, oh, Lord, it came a long way. It reached out and it rescued me. When I'm down the one string, oh Lord, I'll think of all that you brought me through. I will lift my hands with gladness and I will praise you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Raise your little hand and praise him. You might be down to one meal. You might be down to one string. You might be down to one little bank account and it's a running out. You might be down to one little handful of meal in the bottom of the barrel, but as long as you got God, you got a song. I tell you, he'll give you a song in the middle of the darkest night. Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Jason. The stars shine the brightest when it is the darkest. I've got hope in Christ. Hallelujah, the hope of glory this morning.
God, amen, brother. Bless you, Lord.
Well, that came out of the clear blue.
Oh,
Jesus, hallelujah to
God.
My Lord, we're going to go somewhere. Hang on, just hang on a little bit.
Touch him, Lord.
I want to look now at the psalmist David. Did David have problems?
Oh, yeah.
Did he have trials, or was it somebody said he went through like 22? People wanted to assassinate him, 22 different accounts of wanting to take David out. Oh, thank you, Lord. David says, Lord, you're the saving strength of your anointed. Hallelujah. I feel that fresh oil, that anointing you called me a long time ago. Nothing in this old world can take me down when I got God on my side. Praise the Lord. Let's look at David. When the odds were stacked against him, he kept praying. He kept crying.
Yep.
Amen. He kept believing in God to pull him through.
Bless him,
he got extremely low, Brother Anthony, that he even told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm so close to death, there is but only one step between me and death. He said, oh Lord, don't let the pit, which he's talking about the grave, don't let the pit close her mouth upon me. I'm down to nothing. I feel like I'm losing my very life. Oh, praise the Lord, that's when God can do his greatest work of mercy, is when you're at the lowest. It's when he reaches the farthest. Thank God there is still hope in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Y'all still got your word open?
Yes.
All right. I didn't leave you hanging too long.
God bless him, Lord.
Woo! Psalms 42 and 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When do I get to have audience with him and be in his presence?
See the God.
Verse 3, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? You may be seated. Oh, sweet Jesus. Ain't it amazing that when trouble comes, that's when your enemy of your soul, the devil, shows up. It's to take away the peace and fill you with doubt and fill you with fear. It's when you're going through a trial. Oh, Lord. In these first three verses, David compares himself to a hart, a gazelle, if you will, a deer out in the woods that is so hot and it's so thirsty for the water brooks. It's a picture, Brother George, of the hounds of hell chasing that poor gazelle and that deer through the fields and over the mountains and through the woods, nipping at its heels. It's trying to escape. The chase has went on now for a long time. That deer is faint and about ready to collapse, and it's desiring the cool, clear water to get a drink to satisfy its thirst and to be free. How many has ever been so thirsty for a drink of that living water? I'm telling you, the Lord sometimes lets us walk through dry places. We will come through deserts. But ain't you glad this morning that there is an oasis in the desert of the cool, clear, satisfying water? Oh, wasn't David said, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Lord, I have fed all my tears. That's all I've ate lately. And that's all I've drunk lately is the tears of a broken heart and a troubled heart. But oh Lord, the hounds of hell are after me. My Lord, my enemy is a saying unto me, where's your God now? David, what are you going to do now? He said, I am that heart. I'm on the run and I'm looking for that water and that water brook. I'm so faint and I'm so thirsty. I need a drink of water again.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
David cried out, he says, thou art the fountain of living water. It's in there, thou art the fountain of living water. In another place, he said, all of my springs are in thee. I'm not talking about car springs. No. He said, all of my springs are in thee. When I feel like I can't even rise anymore, Lord, I'm going down. I'm so faint. He said, all my springs are in thee. That anointing that I felt years ago, Lord, you anointed me with that fresh oil. And I feel it bubbling up on the inside. It lifts me again, Lord, and it encourages me to go on, to keep going on through the hard times, hallelujah, through my trials, to hold on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I praise you, I thank you, Lord.
Your thirst and your desperation would drive you on. Do you know that?
Amen.
Yes.
One song says, desperation brought me back to that old rugged cross.
Praise God, praise.
You never know how much you miss the water.
That's right.
Until the well seems like it's running.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Isn't it? Could it be? Cool. I know a lot of it is our fault a lot of time because we don't really, really pray and spend time with God in His Word. But could it be that you say, Lord, I need a greater desire.
Thank you,
my I want to make heaven my home. And the Lord just seems to pull His Spirit away from you and let you walk through dry places to get you to pray more.
Amen.
Desperation will cause you to cry to God and reach for Him.
Lord,
come on now.
Glory be to God.
To lose the scent of water. When the hounds, listen now, you can read this in history. When the hounds are after those deers, they'll chase them through the fields, they'll chase them over the mountains, through the forest, down into the valleys, and you can hear the dogs yipping until the sound of the howling dogs and the barking dogs goes over the ridgeline. And the first thing you know, the deer comes back this way, comes back down the hill, and it's trying. You know what it's a trying to do? It's a trying to find a body of water, a stream of water to get a drink. Not only to quench its thirst. That deer by instinct knows,
come on,
if I can just find that stream of water, and if I can get out in that cool, clear water, that satisfying water, that water will be my salvation.
That water will not only quench my thirst, but I'll wade through that creek and I'll wade through that stream a long way down. And then I'll come up the bank and I'll head up the hill. You know what the hounds do? Hounds follow that scent. They're up barking. They're up barking. They come down and they see. And the last little smell they had of that deer was in the water here somewhere. Where did the deer go? And all up and down that bank, those dogs smell. They lose the scent. And you say, Lord Jesus, let me be in that living water, Lord, to the point that the old devil just loses my scent. Hallelujah to God. Woo! I need to be free this morning. Everybody wants to run free, shout free, sing free, praise the Lord. Let me find the water, Lord, and wade out in it. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Touch in Jesus.
Listen. The voices of the enemy will hound you. I'm preaching to us this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
The voices of the devil, the enemy, will hound you with bad news when you hear it.
Amen. Yes, right.
When you're going through it, that's when his voice, the enemy's voice, gets louder and louder and louder. In the hard times and the trials, you long for God. If I can just get to the Lord, if I can just get in his presence, I believe I'll be all right. I know I can make it.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
If I can just hear his voice in this trial. God. If I could only feel his touch going through this affliction, I know that I'll be all right. Listen close. Anything that comes against your faith and your fortitude in God is an enemy.
Man, that's right.
Anything it comes against your faith in God is an enemy. Doubts and fears are two of your greatest enemies that you will come up against. Our battles are many in this hour. David said, mine enemies would daily swallow me up. How many's had mind battles? Things going wrong. You're facing situations, and that's when the enemy begins to talk to you. He tries to fill you with doubt. You ain't gonna make it. You ain't going through. Oh, you're going down. Listen, a true child of God will not go down. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord this morning. You are the called. You are the predestinated. You are the called out, and God knows right where you are. He predestinated you. Hallelujah for glory. Hallelujah to the Lord. And no devil could ever take you away from God.
Thank you.
I know we've got a part to play in that. I believe in predestination. Hallelujah. But it's according to your willpower to stay with God in the middle of it all. You got to say, I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. Whoa, as Brother Scotty Marshall said, I've never had one time that I ever doubted God and said, they ain't no use. I can't go on. I might as well go back and turn back. No, I'm not turning back to the weak and the beggarly elements of this world. I know what God brought me out of. I know what he delivered me from. He brought me out of a horrible pit. I'm glad the shepherd came my way. Hallelujah. He sought me and he bought me and he caught me. And he brought me into the love of Almighty God.
Bless him, Almighty God.
I tell you, the shepherd knows where that sheep is. He knows where the lost lamb is. He leaves the 90 and the 9 safe in the fold. And he goes through the mountains. Hallelujah. Through the valleys. And the Bible said he seeks that lost sheep until he finds it. I'm telling you this morning, God don't give up like we give up. Hey, Lord, he'll seek you
you until he finds
that's
you.
Right,
praise him, church.
Right,
praise him.
Right,
hallelujah.
Lord, I praise you.
Oh, God of heaven.
Thank you, mighty God.
Yes,
thank you, mighty God.
Praise. When he finds that sheep, he lays it across his shoulders, and he comes back safe into the fold. And he lays that little lamb down and that little sheep down and said, now you're safe in the fold. I am the door to the sheepfold. By me you go in and out and find pasture. And you know my voice. There's no voice like mine, the shepherd says to the sheep.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless my brother. Touching Jesus.
Notice. David goes on in verse 4 of Psalms 42. When I remember these things, how I used to go with the congregation, with the multitude to the house of God. Listen. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude,
with
the saints, the congregation. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy. I remember that. I went with them with praise. I went with the multitude that kept a holy day. So what are you saying, David? I'm homesick for the house of God. It's the place where the Spirit of the Lord abides. I'm so thirsty to be in your presence, Lord. I remember the joy and the praise of coming with the multitude into the house of God. But now it's different.
Yeah.
Things have changed. Come on now.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Things have changed, God. I've been hit with something. I've been hit with something hard, and it's taken the air out of me.
Blessed be.
Lord, this battle here, it's different.
Different.
It's different. I'm really up against it. I've never been here before. These are uncharted waters. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to this type of a trial. It's completely different.
Blessed be.
I'm so low that I can't even feel your presence. All I can see is this trial. You ever been there?
Man.
All I can think about is this trial.
That's right.
All I can see is the trouble. Lord, I'm at the bottom. And I need help. I'm down here, Lord, in trouble. And I need help. Where are you, Lord? You ever been there?
Be to God.
Where are you?
Yes. Bless him, Lord.
Where are you at?
Where's your eye?
Come on. David goes on in verse 5. You ever talk to yourself?
Yeah.
You ever give yourself the right answers? You ever ask yourself a question?
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
You always have the right answer when you ask yourself a question. Huh? We might not.
God.
But God knows.
That's right, brother.
God knows the question before we ever ask it.
Yes, he does.
My Lord.
God bless
you. Verse 5.
Lord.
Why? He's talking to his inner man.
Why?
He's talking to the soul inwardly, that inward spiritual part of him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me?
Blessed.
Hope thou, Asa, hope thou in God.
Amen.
For I shall yet, Y-E-T, hallelujah, I shall yet praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
For the help of his countenance. You're my hope, O Lord, in my affliction. That is what's keeping me a-going. David, in writing this psalm, he's talking to himself. Why, O soul of mine, are you cast down? Why are you disquieted within me? Look at the Hebrew word of disquiet. Disquiet is the opposite of quiet. quiet. Quiet means peaceful and tranquil inside with calm assurance and tranquility. What David was saying, I used to have peace.
Come on, bless him.
But now I'm in turmoil.
Praise be to God.
Inside.
Thank you, Lord.
The peace is gone.
Amen.
I'm down, oh Lord. So low that I can't get back up.
Praise
David being a shepherd of the sheep. Listen, this is where I want to get. David being a shepherd over flocks of sheep for many years. He knew the frailties of the sheep when they got down and could not get back up. You see, our Bible came to us in the Old Testament from the original Hebrew scriptures. The Hebrew word cast is used here. Lord, I'm like a sheep. My soul is cast. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why don't I have peace? How many has ever heard of Philip Keller?
Yes.
Philip Keller wrote a book, and I beg everybody, if you have not read this book, to order this book by Philip Keller. A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. It's one of the best and most heart-touching books I have ever read. Mm. Oh, God. This word cast is a word that a shepherd used when one of his sheep turned over on its back and could not get back up on its own.
Right.
Philip Keller, who was a shepherd by trade and raised sheep for many years, said, a cast sheep is a very pathetic sight. They're laying on its back. Its feet is in the air. It flays frantically back and forth, struggling to get back up, but it can't do it. Sometimes it will bleat and bleat for help. It lays there helpless in fear while the others are grazing. Keller said, if the shepherd don't arrive on the scene within a short time, the sheep will die. He said, all through the day, I would glance out over the fields and I would count my sheep, and with a careful eye, I'd look and make sure that all of my sheep were on their feet. When I counted them and one of them was missing and I could not see it, I knew then in my mind that I had a cast sheep somewhere that was down, and I must hurry and go and find that sheep and get it back on its feet again.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
How many knows God's a lifter-upper?
Yes.
How many knows the Lord will come to your rescue over and over again to lift you back on your feet? The devil might have gave you a blow. Hallelujah. You feel so low and down through your problems and your trials. You feel like, I can't get back on my feet no more, Lord. I feel like one of those cast sheep in my soul. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah be to God.
Amen. Don't let your troubles get you down. Don't let your trials drag you down. Come on. My message this morning, stay on your feet spiritually. Don't let your enemy get you down. It's one thing, Brother Anthony, to be down physically. Can't arise out of the bed. It's one thing to be afflicted in the body and you can't get about like you want. But it's a whole lot worse when you get down spiritually.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God, don't get down spiritually in this hour. Holy Lord, holy. The Bible said so plainly, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's where you're lit up inside of here. You can see your way clearly. The spirit of man sustaineth his infirmity. What's that mean, Brother Tommy? We can be so strong in our heart. We can have such a determination in our heart and a desire in here inwardly, so strong that it carries us through our afflictions.
Amen. That's true. That's
right, it sustains us and keeps us going. And you say, Lord, I want that. I want that determination. I want that desire in my heart that will keep me going.
Yes,
I may be down. It looks like I'm low. It looks hopeless sometimes, Lord, but there's a spark right in there keeping me going. Can you praise him this morning?
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's something keeping me in this hour. Hallelujah. Don't let your troubles and your questions and your wonderings and your whys and all of that. Why, Lord? Why? Just keep your eyes on God and watch and see the shepherd when he comes your way. He comes to restore. You see people give up inside before they do outside.
That's right.